sweep out this rubbish, and once again, the truth that is encompassed in the casket of William Miller would be seen in its purity, and the jewels and the diamonds and the coins would be the people, the 144,000, that were brought to unity from this experience. Now, when we opened here with the title The Second Gathering, the study of the denominated people teaches that the second time God gathers a people that he gives his name to was the Adventist body that was brought together by God in 1844. That's the denominated people, modern Israel, the people with God's name here at the end of the world. But the confusion that come in 1844 is addressed by Sister White, by James White in commenting on William Miller's dream, as a scattering time. Now, we'll look at some of these statements that Sister White makes about this. And this first one is in Early Writing 74, and we looked at this last time just to show that there is an importance to the term scattering and gathering in Bible prophecy. September 23rd, the Lord showed me that he had stretched out his hand the second time to recover the remnant of his people, and that efforts must be redoubled in this gathering time. In the scattering, Israel was smitten and torn, but now in the gathering time, God will heal and bind up his people. In the scattering, efforts made to spread the truth had but little effect, accomplished but little or nothing, but in the gathering, when God has set his hand to gather his people, efforts to spread the truth will have their designed effects. All should be united and zealous in the work. I saw that it was wrong for any to refer to the scattering for examples to govern us now in the gathering, for if God should do no more for us now than he did then, Israel would never be gathered. Now, one way we can understand this passage correctly is that Sister White's talking about when God brought together a denominated people for the second time in 1844, and she's saying that God's people from the stoning of Stephen until 1844 had been scattered, and they certainly had. And this is one of the testimonies of what goes on during the 1260 years of papal rule. We're told that from prophecy that during this time the power of God's people would be scattered, and also during this time that God's holy city and his people would be trodden down. And we compare this with William Miller's dream, and we see the wicked in trotting them down. But Sister White says that now God was bringing a people here together in 1844, and the ways that God had worked for his people during this time period of being trodden down and being scattered is not to where to look for.